We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You can't control what's outside your home, but you can control what comes in. Because Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19 virus, when used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces. So whether it's from dirty doorknobs, dirty shoes, or something else, outside germs won't stand a chance. When it counts, trust Clorox. Kill Pseudomonas, Salmonella, and Influenza virus type A2. Kill SARS-CoV-2 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Use as directed.
This is Rams Uncensored with Matt Herrera.
Just learn how to roll with the punches, bro.
Brian Giovano.
You're just a bunch of little bitches.
Tommy Avance.
I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man right now.
And Mark Lujan.
I tried to get Russ to join us last minute here, but he's ghosting.
You have now entered the danger zone.
I'll give you a virtual hug, too.
Are you ready?
So lots happened since our last podcast, guys. And the last segment I believe we ended with on that last podcast was our wish list for free agency. And some of our wishes were answered in Mr. Eric Weddle. He had a few top favorite teams he wanted to come visit once he was released by the Ravens. And he came to LA and didn't leave the building without actually agreeing to terms on a contract. The guy's just, he's got really great football IQ. I want to go back to the play in the championship game in New Orleans where LaMarcus Joyner, late in the fourth quarter, Saints were driving the ball, breezed through what? It was like a 43-yard pass. And Joyner, let the ball come to him instead of attacking and going to get the ball. So let's start with you, Brian. Thinking of that play and the not such successful play that LaMarcus Joyner had, and now we're getting Eric Weddle. I mean, this is obviously a great pickup. How happy are you about this?
I absolutely love it, to be honest with you. I mean, he is just a proven player, a future Hall of Famer, 6-time Pro Bowler. I mean, his stats aren't what they used to be, that's for sure. I think, if I remember correctly, he didn't even have an interception last season. But he is a true center fielder. He is a stabilizer for that defense. He will be able to make sure that secondary is lined up correctly. He'll be out there. He'll be a stabilizing force. He may have lost a step. I'm not 100% sure on that, but you know, he is getting up there in age for safety, but he still knows how to knock a ball down, unlike LaMarcus Joyner. He doesn't need to make an interception. He just needs to break up some plays. Plus, he has a sweet beard. So,
well, he shaved though, but he shaved. I mean, he's still.
Oh, but he'll grow it back. He'll grow it back.
I mean, it kind of looks wiry to Twitter, me. It doesn't. I showed my wife, and my wife thought it looked like trash.
His Twitter handle is Weddle's Beard. Come on, man.
That is pretty dope.
You know he's gonna grow it back. You just giggled like a little schoolgirl. You must have a man crush on him. I think that's what's going on here.
Hey, he looked really good in the video and his press conference. Hey, man, he's a strapping young looking man.
Yeah, would you S his D?
Would you S his D?
I mean, would you? I mean, you're sounding like you're on par for this. I'll keep this a little PG, even though this is an uncensored podcast.
I would rather not. No, thanks. I'm going to have to pass on that. Yeah.
Maybe Mark would. Mark?
Mark, what's your take on the S and the D?
Mark, would you give, Mark, would you give him a ZJ? Would you give him a ZJ?
I don't know about a BJ. I don't know.
No, I said the ZJ.
The ZJ?
Yeah. You know a ZJ? You don't know what a ZJ is.
The fuck is a ZJ?
If you don't know what a ZJ is, you can't afford it. Come on, man.
All right. There you go.
Mark, you fell
for that? I think Matt knows. You guys both don't know Beer Fest.
No,
come on.
Yes, I totally felt that one coming. I heard. I was like saying, yeah.
And Mark fell for it. Fucking hook, line, and sinker.
Mark, I'm more interested. Are you more happy about what happened in free agency, or are you more happy about asking questions about Russ on Twitter because people give you attention then?
Oh, all right.
I mean, he is an attention whore. We do know that.
Yes, very much so.
So answer the question. Is it Russ or is it Weddle? I mean, who's your bigger man crush, Mark?
Probably Weddle. I just like to give Russ shit because it's fucking funny.
But you said probably, so you're not quite sure. You sound confused.
Yeah. No, I'm on
maybe
the
a little bench. maybe a little bi curious. I mean,
aren't we all?
You can speak for yourself, sir.
I mean, you're the one. Hey, well, I mean, you're the one that said in a couple podcasts ago that you'd fuck McVay. So, I mean, there's some bi curious.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, nothing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, just open your mouth and cradle the balls. You'll be okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, Tommy's missing out. I can tell you that much.
Well, Tommy's going to get a good listen. He's going to get a good laugh. Hell, we'll even make fun of Tommy while we're on this. Why not? Let's make fun of everybody today. Let's make fun of Team Bogue. Let's make fun of that DFS fuck. Let's make fun of fucking Ram. Let's make fun of Ram's talk, that the radio that we're actually going to be, you know, have us publicize us. Let's make fun of fucking everybody. Why not?
I feel that energy, Brian. I fucking feel it right now, and I'm digging it.
Don't you feel the energy? I mean, come on, guys. Don't get awkwardly silent. Matt, can you just sing again for us? Sing your Jared Goff song. Let's
all right.
Give the listener something sweet and special.
I actually have been thinking about that lately, right?
Just
but
come
I
on,
don't
man.
Want
it's
the Goff.
Something good. Jake's listening.
It's not the Goff song anymore, right?
Do it for the Bogue Father. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Nah, I've been feeling a lot of energy coming from free agency, even though the Rams haven't made a lot of moves. I've been trying to think and feel that energy.
You've been trying to feel that energy like the Ted Rath get out of the way energy? Or, I mean, are you trying to, you know, tell us to get out of the way so you can go get some sexual mishap? Or,
whoa.
I mean, you already said you locked your wife in the bathroom before this call started.
Hey, I'm serious about this, all right? I need that peace and quiet.
You're 1,000,000% serious.
1,000,000% serious. Freezing Takes podcast. Let's do it.
Oh.
And Matt gets quiet again. Matt doesn't even know what to do. Matt is flustered over
there. I don't. I really don't. I'm just like, where do I go from here? I'm just looking at ramstalk.net and trying to think of the next topic to bring up and just roll into that.
But this is the point. But this is the point of having an uncensored podcast. Let's let the listeners know that we don't really give a fuck, and we're going to make this entertaining as fuck. If we talk about football, we do. If we don't, we don't.
I get that.
But you're going to be entertained. Yeah, you might be sitting in your room playing with yourself. Who knows?
I got to take that filter out of my head that I'm just
The filter out of your mouth?
My brain, man. I'm slow at first, but now I need to take that filter out that makes me want to keep talking sports and just keep talking Rams and just roll into the horrible sports talk show that everyone else does.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you listen to some of these podcasts, no offense to all the other guys that's probably going to listen, but they're boring as fuck. Seriously. Let's sit here and talk about this and that and Coach McVay double thinking himself and Ted Rath banging chicks, acting like Tiger Woods and this and that and getting all technical and shit. And it's a bunch of fucking fanboy shit. You don't know what the next guy doesn't know what the next guy is even fucking talking about. So let's fucking just be real and have a real podcast.
Woo! What do you think? Fuck, you fired me up, Ryan. Let's do it, man.
There you go. What do you think about Ted Rath? Do you think he was fucking raping chicks? What do you think he was doing?
I don't know the details about that, but when I see sexual battery, I'm like, okay, this guy's probably got some anger issues, and he's probably a piece of shit for whatever he did.
Okay, well, I have another thought. Well, and you tell me if this is right or wrong, and I'm not trying to justify it in any way, but what if there was a chick? We're on the BJ talk, right? What if there was a chick giving a BJ and she bit his dick? What if she bit his dick and he smacked her? And now he's getting a sexual, battery charge. Is he a bad dude because she bit his dick? Is she a bad dude because he bit his dick? I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. It's probably nothing like that. But what if?
Hypothetically, right? We're talking about hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals, yes.
Hypothetically, I mean, I'm never okay with anyone hitting a woman, no matter what. Honestly, like, you got to hold
what
back.
What if she bit your dick to the point where it bled?
Ooh.
No, I mean, what if she took a bite? Like, your penis is mine and you're never going to own it again. Cause it's really mine.
Holy shit.
I mean, knee jerk reaction. Maybe the second that happens, you fucking kick her because you're like, ah, bitch.
Nope.
Just saying. I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a reflex. I mean, come on. Somebody's causing you pain. You're going to cause them pain back.
I'm also throwing out a hypothetical that whoever actually, out of the whole three listeners we're going to get, I think the whole three listeners are going to have a fucking great time listening to this.
Yeah, including
all three
of
them. I mean, we're not condoning
hitting
women.
They may even retweet. They may even retweet it.
We're not even
I am not playing this for my dad because my mom and dad would freaking die if they heard this.
No, Matt's dad.
My dad's gonna
listen. There you go. Yeah.
Which
there
means my mom's probably going to listen.
Perfect.
Hey,
Matt, are you starting to blush now? You're like, oh my God, my mom's going to listen to this.
I'm not really thinking about that. I mean, it's
Matt's thinking about cupcakes. He's thinking about cupcakes again. Let's be honest. Just for everybody, he's thinking about being a Niners fan. He's thinking about being a Niners fan, eating cupcakes again, and thinking of the '99 Super Bowl that he didn't watch because he was too occupied in the corner eating pink icing with unicorns on the cupcakes.
Icing. Who has a pink icing at a Rams Super Bowl party? Please. Get your
You went to the store as a little 3-year-old and you picked them out. You're like, I want those ones with My Little Pony.
I was 7, first of all, and it wasn't My Little Pony. It was the Cabbage Patch Kids, okay?
You look like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Has anybody ever told you that?
Oh, fuck. What? You think so? I need to Google this right now. Because, I mean, you just saying makes me feel like it a little bit.
I mean, add a little facial hair and, you know. And,
right.
I know Mark's really good at edits. I'm sure he can make one for us. And we'll post it to Twitter along with the podcast. What do you think?
I'm terrible at edits.
Oh, I got those big, whatever. Fat
somebody,
cheeks.
Somebody is good at it, and we will get Matt's head on a Cabbage Patch doll, and we will post it to this podcast.
I mean, we have to.
We'll get that guy Russ that everybody thinks is off of Twitter to do it, because obviously he runs Team Vogue.
For real, Russ, you need to fucking chill the fuck out with that shit, bro. Like, that's going way too far now, man. All right.
I don't know, man. I really enjoyed the edit that he did that said Vogue Life across his chest.
Wags gets
or the hashtag you even Vogue bro. That was pretty good.
Man, Rem's Twitter is hilarious. I can't believe I've been missing out so much these past few years not being on Twitter, and this last year just jumping on and seeing how crazy we all of us fans really are and obsessed we are about this team. It's great. I love it.
You know, I'm pretty sure if you go to anybody's Twitter, if you go to the Browns Twitter, if you go to the Titans Twitter, I'm sure they're all
NBA
obsessed.
Twitter. Yeah,
I'm sure, and I'm sure they all have their personalities. It's fun, man. I mean, yeah, a lot of us talk a lot of shit to each other, but it's the off season. There's not a lot going on. When the season's going, we're not really doing that much. We might troll some bad takes, but we're not out there making parody accounts or doing any of that stuff. It's just the boring off season. We know the Rams don't have a lot to do, so they're not going to make a lot of moves. I mean,
Aqib Talib's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, there you go, Talib.
NRC is going to be a free agent.
For Whitworth is probably going to retire after next year. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you have some players to sign, about a handful, or move on, and hopefully you draft well or pick up, you know, street free agents. So, I mean, there's a lot of work to do next offseason. But if they play it right, I mean, they could probably add, like, another big splash between all of it.
Right.
You said handful, and I kind of touched my nipple. I was like, ooh, handful. But it's only like a half a handful. But go ahead, Matt.
Yeah,
sorry.
Maybe think about boobs for a second. The thumb and the index finger, that's about as much as you'll get from me.
Ooh.
Wow. Are you talking about the size of your penis right now, or what?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty microscopic.
Size of your thumb? Size of your thumb?
Nope.
That's all right. Matt on the line over here, he hasn't even hit puberty yet. He thought he had a pubic hair until he peed out of it.
Wow. Where you get all these high school jokes from, Brian?
Dude, come on, man. Come on, man. I just say what comes to my mind. I speak freely. It's an uncensored podcast. Meanwhile, Matt wants to just sit here and go, blah, de, blah, de, blah. Let's talk about this and be a boring podcast. Blah, de, blah, de, blah, right?
Dude, that voice texting is fun, man. You got me started on that shit, Brian. Dude, I started doing it to other people today, too, just to be a dickhead. Oh, it's fun.
I was on a work with one of my reps, and we were out in Malibu. And I, the last one I sent, I did it while we were in the car together. And he just looked at me, and I was like, don't worry about it.
Dude, it's funny using the alter ego voice is, hey, buddy.
Will you suck on my cake balls?
Oh, dude, when you got started on the cupcakes, and I thought, and my wife was talking about ordering cake pops for my son's baptism, and that shit popped in my head, and I was like, cake pop anal beads.
You know that's going.
My wife's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I was like, "Mind your business, woman."
Matt, you know that's going on the pod tonight. Cake pot anal beads. I have another agenda. You wiping Derek's asshole.
With what is the question?
Oh, Derek! I can be here for the all staff meeting. Derek, please let me be part of it.
Angel texted me today. She said, What's going on with the Slack? There's like all kinds of messages. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I look on there. I'm like, oh wow, there is. And I'm like, oh, my notifications must be off.
Fucking bunch of nerds, including you, Matt.
Yeah. So what?
So what?
Ooh, nerds get the job done, bitch.
You said sold.
What job done?
Didn't you see my bracket? Have you not looked at my fucking bracket that I made, you motherfucker?
I don't give a
fuck about your fucking
That's
bracket.
What we're talking about on this fucking show, all right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about my motherfucking bracket and how much effort I put into that shit.
What is it for? I put a bunch of effort for nobody to look at it.
Dude, everyone was looking at it. You know people are going to eat this shit
up on
Twitter.
Hey, are we fucking
Twitter.
Recording or what? Are we
yes,
fucking recording
we've been
or
recording.
What?
I recorded
gonna
the,
edit out
like,
about
90%
of what
call.
We said already.
Tell them oh how you God. Really
well,
feel, man.
Deacon Jones and Mike Jones, first round matchup in the round of 64. Who you guys got? You think the guy who made the tackle in Super Bowl 34 is going to take out the most?
Matt, let me tell you who I got, okay? I got Lick My Fucking Balls.
Nah,
who
I don't
are
see
you got
your
Matt?
List. Who are you
wait,
talking
wait.
About?
Wait,
talking
wait, wait, hold up, hold
list.
Up here. Give me the bracket one. What did you say? Who versus who?
Oh, yeah, first round
Deacon
matchup.
Jones
one seed. One seed, Deacon Jones going up against 16 seed Mike Jones. Mike Jones known for, of course, the tackle in Super Bowl 34.
Deacon Jones, moving on.
Easy. I mean, you want to see who he's lined up, though? All right, we got Deacon Jones in the same bracket as the two seed, who is Jack Youngblood. Three seed coming in is Norman Cromwell. Four, Jeff Wilkins. Five, Bob Waterfield. We got Dan Reeves. Then Dick Night Train Lane, Leroy Irving, Jack Snow. Where's 10?
Why are you putting so many people on the bracket that played before any of us were born?
Oh, dude, these guys are important.
I know,
I'm
not a huge historian on my team before I was born. I mean, I've seen film, NFL films and whatnot, but I don't know half those guys' careers and how they did, and the people
okay.
want to hammer me.
Okay,
being
okay.
Rams fan, I don't give a damn.
In the second bracket, I got O.J. Atagwe as a 13 seed.
O.J. Atagwe, woo!
He's facing Roman Gabriel as a 4 seed.
Yes, we hear you, Mark. Shut up.
Is Mark, you got to stop being creepy in the background. If you want to say something, spit it out.
And I feel like you were echoing because of you too.
I just said that.
Hey,
you
Mark,
give a rat
if you want to spit something out, spit fucking Matt's dick out. You got it in your fucking mouth, man.
Here's a good first round matchup, guys. What do you think about this? Jack Hacksaw Reynolds as a 7 seed going up James Laurinaitis, a 10 seed.
Who the fuck made these fucking rankings? How
I
are you
did.
Ranking
Who the
fucking
Let's talk about that.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Why? What's your problem? Are you looking at it right now? What's your problem? I wanted to
no,
ask.
No, I don't give a fuck. Like, how are you ranking Mike Jones number 16 and O.J. Atagwe number 7 and Jeff Wilkins number 5? Why the fuck is Jeff Wilkins a fucking 5 seed?
No, he's a 4 seed.
What the fuck did Jeff
and
Wilkins
First
do?
Of all, he's a 4 seed, which means he's, what, maybe 16th best, right, Ram overall? He is
no,
the
no, no.
points
not
leader
the best
of the Rams.
Best. He is not the 16th best. And you know what he is? He's not a 4 seed. He's your fucking foreskin because you're jerking off to him.
Let me find the seating bracket. Right? Because you know, yeah, and Mike Jones, he is like this. He is like number 64 in the entire seating, right? But he's a 16 seed. That's how the bracket works. Respect the bracket, Brian. All right, fucking chill.
Respect
shit.
The bracket.
Tony Horn's on this fucking
fuck
list. All right.
Even in there, why is a kicker even in there? You might as well fucking put Zerline in there.
He
if you
is.
Want to put a
he's
fucking, kicker.
Fucking 63.
Oh my God!
I got Jared
you know
Goff
what?
On here.
I
want to
see
a nice
Brandon Lloyd
solid
versus Drew
58.
Bennett. That's what I want to see.
What about
Johnny Hecker? Come on, Johnny Hecker is a great Ram. He made it on this fucking list of. You think he wouldn't make it on one of the most 64 most important greatest all time Rams of all time? Fuck shit.
No, he wouldn't. Not even fucking close.
That's bullshit.
Not even fucking close.
That's
look at the fucking history of the Rams going back to the fucking 50s. He's not even fucking close to the fucking top 64. Great punter, but he's a fucking punter, man.
He has a better QB rating than Jared Goff.
Shut the That's great. Up. He's only passed the ball 10 times in his fucking career.
<prison. laughs>
Oh, my goodness.
You know who also has a better fucking passer rating than Jared Goff? The sperm in my fucking sack.
Hey, where's Brady Quinn on your 64?
Brady Quinn didn't make it on like the 64, bitch.
Wait, what about
Joe Germain on there? We got Joe Germain, TJ Rubley, Tony Banks. What do you got?
Tony Banks is not on the list. I'm sorry. He didn't make it.
Lawrence Phillips?
Well,
no.
Lawrence Phillips is Lawrence Phillips?
Are you looking?
I'm looking. Yeah, you got a fucking problem. No. Lawrence Phillips did not make the list. You want to know who made the list?
Better not have.
We got one seeds, Deacon Jones, Eric Dickerson, Aaron Donald, and Kurt Warner. Two seeds, Isaac Bruce, Merlin Olsen, Jack Youngblood, Jackie Slater. Three seeds, Norman Cromwell, Henry Ellard, Marshall Faulk, Norvan Brockwell.
Matt, can I interrupt for one second?
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep squeezing these in, but go ahead.
Matt, just listen to me for one second. Stop talking about a fucking bracket and talk about something somebody cares about. No one's going to listen to our pod and talk to you about, oh my God, I wonder if Deacon Jones can beat Mike Jones. What the fuck is he going to beat him at?
A popularity contest?
Yeah, that's all it is.
What are we talking about? Fuck, if you're talking about recency bias, fucking Mike Jones might actually beat him because half these fucking kids don't even know who the fuck Deacon Jones is.
Oh, but he's important, and that's why he's a one seed. But you think he might be upset, really?
Mike Jones shouldn't even be on there. He's like Boy George. Mike Jones is like Boy George. He's a fucking one-hit wonder.
But that's why he's a 16 seed, though. I mean, he made a lot of tackles that season, and he made the tackle of the season, though, that saved, that won the Super Bowl.
So why the fuck is Jeff Wilkins a fucking four seed?
Because he's the all-time leading scorer in Rams history.
Why not fucking put Mike Lansford on there? At least he cooked without a fucking shoe.
Hey, who was on your list again? Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Jack Hacksaw Reynolds. Isaiah Robertson. Willie Flipper Anderson. Lawrence McCutcheon. And Laris Richter. Tom Fears. Jerome Bettis. Mark Bolger. Jack Snow. Leonard Little. Kevin
Matt,
Carter.
You're talking in your, hey, Derek, can I suck your dick voice again?
Dennis Hara.
Hey,
or is it Dennis Hara? I don't know how you say his name.
Hey, hold on. Mark got cut off the call again, just so you know.
Crazy Legs, Wendell Tyler. Come on, you know that name, Wendell Tyler. I know you know that name and like that guy, Tommy.
Yeah, I know his name. That's about it. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm not a Rams historian. Anything before I started watching the Rams in 1984 when I was 6 years old, and I don't even remember half of that. So people can hammer me all they want. I don't care. I don't care. I don't know none of that historian stuff. I don't.
But you know Adam Archuleta.
Of course I do.
That is after 1984, Matt.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You know London Fletcher.
Yeah, and besides, I smoked a lot of pot over my life too, so my memory is really bad.
Matt, where do you have Dre Bly in the mix?
Dre Bly didn't
or
make
Ty
it.
Or Ty Hill.
Ty Hill didn't make it either. Are you guys kidding me? Come on.
Ty Hill in there?
You don't think we had better fucking corners in our fucking, like, we got Aeneas, Todd Light, Keith Lyle, please.
Dude, we're kidding, bro. Those players we're naming were shit horrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you have Azakim in the mix?
Yeah, Azakim, he is number 60.
He's old.
Awesome. He's not in the top 64 of Rams all time. Dude, you got a fucking... You're smoking something real good, dude.
Hey, I just asked these guys for names, and they were giving me some... And I was like, you really think Oz? All right. So they liked Oz. And that's why I put him at 60.
Asking what guys? Asking what guys?
The guys on Slack.
The guys on Slack are fucking sucking on Derek's balls. They're chuggling them just like
if
you are.
If they're sucking on his balls, what does that have to do with Azakim being on the list?
Because they fucking aren't Rams historians either, and they fucking have recency bias.
But I mean, he had some really
great. I couldn't even if I went back and did my homework, I would probably have Oz Akeem nowhere near the top 64.
I agree.
Oz Akeem does not belong in the top 64.
Yeah. I don't
Jeff Wilkins
should be,
doesn't belong in the top 64.
But there's teams, and there's teams that we see making in the NCAA bracket, and that's why it's so good and controversial. People will talk about that shit, bitch. We're talking about it right now, right?
Hey, Matt, you do realize you need to call Mark back, right? He is not on the call.
Fuck.
What do you do? Just tell him to stop calling in fuck Cricket Wireless, dude. Come on, man.
I'm just having too much fun talking shit right now.
Yeah, we're talking shit, and you're fucking licking a fucking butthole.
I got Carol Rosenbloom on the list.
Sweet. Are you licking his butthole, too? Are you rimming it?
Dude, he died. He's dead.
Yeah, I know. And guess who drowned him? Do you have that bitch on the list, too?
Fuck no. Why would I have her on the list? Just him. The only owners, coaches, or GMs I got on the list is Dan Reeves and Carol Rosenbloom.
Do you got fucking Greg motherfucking Bell on that list? You got Bud Dupree?
Nope. Are you serious?
Are you serious? I'm listening to the fucking names you're listing off.
Do you got Macho Man Randy Savage?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
No, really, come on. Do you have fucking Cleveland Gary on the list?
Tech Mobile Cleveland Gary.
Fucking
I would
John
play
Robinson.
When I play Tech Mobile, I would play with other teams that were better, like the Lions with Barry Sanders or Bo Jackson with the Raiders, because the Rams had Cleveland Gary.
Cleveland Gary, he was good for 3 yards of pop no matter what you did. It didn't matter if there was a big hole or a small hole. He got 3 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
That guy, man. Fuck yeah. Cleveland Gary, he was a fucking beast. Put him at fucking number 12 seed. Let's do it.
Should I switch him in then?
Yeah, put him as a 12-5 and give him an upset in the first round.
What seed is Jim Everett? That's what I want to know.
Jim Everett is a 6 seed, and he's pulling a matchup up against. Who is he pulling a matchup against?
Pull a matchup against your fucking mouth.
Roman Pfeiffer at an 11 seed in the first round.
God.
Fucking Brian. You don't like that matchup, Brian? What's wrong with Jim Everett, Roman Pfeiffer?
Right? Roman Pfeiffer at least is a fucking Hall of Fame candidate.
Really?
You got him at 11 fucking seed?
He's a Hall of Fame candidate?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, why hasn't he gotten in the Hall of Fame yet then?
Because it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
He didn't do
much. That's why Isaac Bruce is still sitting there.
But I have never even heard Roman Pfeiffer be in the mix.
Do you have Isaac Bruce? Do you have Isaac Bruce
better be a
one seed?
That's all I'm saying.
Isaac Bruce is a 2 seed.
You're fired.
You are on fucking crack.
I got my 1 seeds as
Bruce
Deacon.
Bruce is like 3rd in the NFL in receiving.
Listen,
right?
My 1 seeds are Deacon, Eric Dickerson, Aaron Donald, and Kurt Warner.
Okay, I get rid of Dickerson off that list before. Isaac Bruce had a more impressive career than Eric Dickerson. No offense.
Who would you say is the top Rams running back?
Who yardage wise, it was Steven Jackson.
Of course.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
So how are you gonna put Eric Dickerson above him?
Well, that's what we gotta talk about it. Let's talk about it.
I'm just asking questions.
Well, Dickerson, I like him having this single season rushing record.
What did he do once he left the Rams?
He didn't.
Do you even know anything about his career?
Yeah, he went to the fucking Colts. He was traded to the Colts because fucking Shaw didn't want to fucking pay him, and Shaw's a fucking dick, and I don't
and
like what, that.
No. And where did his career go when he left and went to the Colts? Straight into the fucking toilet.
Right.
He ended up playing for the fucking Falcons and the Raiders.
It wasn't anything special. He wasn't remembered for playing with those teams.
Yeah,
and we're not. By the way,
left the Rams.
We're not.
pushing Eric down because he wasn't good. He just wasn't good when they traded him after that. And that, you know, it's circumstantial. It is what it is. But Steven Jackson is the all-time leading rusher on the worst franchise in NFL history in that stretch.
I mean, could you imagine what Steven Jackson would have done if he was on a good team?
Right. I have him as a four seed.
He might have been the best ever if he would have been on a good team.
Yep.
Well, Dickerson would have been the best ever if Shaw would have fucking paid him.
No, and he wouldn't have.
And see, and I'm taking the top 64 Rams, and I'm taking just their Rams history, right? Like, I agree. Okay, right, yeah, Steven Jackson may hold the record for most rushing yards, but Dickerson, he was flashy. He was great in his time. I feel like he was better in his time than Steven Jackson was in his time.
Matt, you weren't even alive. You didn't watch it. I don't know.
But when I watch highlights and I watch Eric Dickerson run compared to highlights when I grew up and was used to watching Steven Jackson run, and like Eric Dickerson looked more special to me than Steven.
Let me
explain to you why.
Let
me explain to you why.
Right. Okay,
Matt. Back in the day, like, go back and watch Jim Brown. Man, Jim Brown. Everyone's like, Jim Brown's the greatest of all time. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Go back in the history of human beings, genetically, right? Back then, guys like Jim Brown were so good because he was so far physically superior to his opponents. He was playing against a bunch of Al Bundys. Flash forward to today's game, these guys are machines. So when somebody breaks loose today against the rest of the pack, in my opinion, they're just better because human beings now are just more physically superior. Okay? Back then, how would Jim Brown do, or Eric Dickerson, or some of those running backs? And I'm not saying they're not good because they were great, but how would they do against the guys today? I don't know. We will never know, but I'm just saying human beings, we're physically superior now. So Steven Jackson, what he did on a horrible team when everybody knew that they were going to give it to him, everybody knew it, he still was able to run everyone over, run around everybody, break free. It was unreal what he did on that team.
It took him a while to learn, though. There were so many times in his rookie year where he was stutter stepping too much and he wasn't hitting the hole and just going north. You know, he was running east and west and trying to. But then he finally learned.
Well, they weren't giving him the ball that much either because Marshall Faulk was still on the team.
But no, he was getting it a lot. I remember Marshall missing a lot of time, and I remember in 2005. Marshall missed didn't he miss the entire year? And he was like, I'm taking it off and maybe coming back in 2006.
You're talking about Trung candidate, motherfucker.
You're talking about Trung candidate.
No, Marshall took a whole year off.
Yeah, and Trung candidate filled in, not Steven Jackson.
Arizona, baby.
Well, yeah, Trung filled in, but Steven was coming in, he was there 2005.
No.
Steven Jackson was drafted in 2004, right, Brian?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Steven Jackson was there.
Yeah, but when he started to lose time, Trung candidate was the guy filling in before that.
Let me look when he started to get some real carries. All right, in 2004, he played in 14 games. He got 134 touches. So still, even that's a huge, that's a lot for a rookie, especially at that time. And in 2004, getting 673 yards in 2004, that's pretty good. Running behind, who else was he running behind in this year? Let's see. Rushing, we got Marshall, who did 774. This was the year of 2004. And Arlen Harris, who barely
rushed. Arlen Harris, baby.
Barely rushed the ball 20 times. So, like I said, I was right. He split essentially 50-50.
I'm saying when he actually missed a bunch of time, it was before that, is what I'm getting at.
When Marshall missed time?
Yeah.
Nah, he missed it. It was 2005. It wasn't in 2003 or 2002 or 2001.
He was missing time before that. Yes, he was. Why do you think Trump canned it? Became a thing.
It was 2006. I remember Trunk Kennedy became a thing, but he was like an '02. He was before. He was before Steven Jackson.
I know. My point.
Yeah.
And he filled in because Marshall got hurt.
Right. I don't argue with that.
Oh, goodness. All right, Matt. I got 15% left on my phone. You better fucking get this rolling.
We're rolling, man. We've been rolling. This is the show, bro.
Dude, yeah,
Steven
Jackson
rushed for 1,000 yards 8 straight years. I don't want to hear it.
All right. I'm just gonna change the subject now. What do you guys all think about Blake Chodil? Like Blake Chodil signing anybody? I think it's beautiful. $1 million against the cap. I'll take it all day.
Right?
Yeah. Enough said. I think we're done with that now.
Yeah, he's our backup quarterback, and he went to the AFC Championship 2 years ago. I'll take it.
Clay Matthews, anybody? Well, I heard those initial numbers aren't right. So that's still out. They're still out on that contract.
It's incentive laden.
It's got to be incentive laden.
And either way, I heard he was getting higher offers.
He did.
I hope he reaches every one of his incentives, because that means he's playing at a Pro Bowl level.
Right.
Yes, sir. So what was, let's say his contract, he met every single deliverable that they asked of him. What was the max again? What was it, 2 years?
15.75.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So it was like a little, like almost 8.5, basically.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating when you hear the guys on Twitter like, I wouldn't have paid him that much. Like, okay, fine, dude. Like, with these NFL franchises, you're going to get with Clay Matthews, you're not just asking him to get out there and play. You're asking him to teach, just like Eric Weddle. So you're paying them for their brains, right, not just their bodies. So that's what drives me crazy about these guys. We got a lot of young guys on our team that are full of bravado, that don't want to get their heads in the game. Guys like LaMarcus Joyner, that's why he's gone, because he doesn't want to dive into the playbook because it's too much work. A lot of players in the NFL get by from when they're little kids on their physical ability, but eventually it catches up to you. That's why guys like Tim Tebow didn't make it in the NFL, okay? Coddled his whole life, handheld his whole life. Oh, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, kid, until you get to the NFL and it's no longer hand-holding. Now it's an actual job, and you actually have to work. That's why a lot of guys are busts, because they're lame or dumb.
Oh, can I turn that back on you, though? Tim Tebow did not bust out because he didn't work. Let's turn that one around just a little bit. He busted out because some idiot drafted him in the first round as a fucking quarterback.
Well, yeah, that was dumb.
Josh McDaniels.
That's why he busted out. Don't forget, that guy won a fucking playoff game.
Yeah, he did, but he spent his whole life playing quarterback and never learned how to throw a ball.
Right. His throwing motion,
I actually
was
challenged
so bad.
Him on Twitter years ago for a throwing contest. He never replied. I wish he would have, because I would have gave him the business. Guy can't throw a ball. How do you get that far in life and you can't throw a damn ball? I could throw with both hands. Anytime you guys want to see it, I'll bust it out.
He's just horribly inaccurate.
He just has an elongated fucking motion, which doesn't work.
He has no
NFL.
Accuracy. I had no accuracy. Terrible.
I mean, he was like, the third stringer with Bill Belichick on the Patriots a few years ago? What, like 5, 6 years ago now? 8 years
ago?
No,
he didn't even make the team.
But still, like, yeah, like Bill Belichick, that's what my point is. Bill Belichick was like,
he was on the, he did play special teams on the Jets.
Yeah, well, guys, you know, guys like him have big egos and they didn't want to change positions, so they're out of a job now, is what it is.
And that's fine. You know, that dude makes so much money, and you could tell that he's a worker, though. He's out there fucking busting his ass in fucking AA, AAA ball just to fucking play.
An industry out that I could actually use a name like that and get people, you know, get guys paid other than him.
I was going to say, he obviously could go out and make way more money just working in the media. But instead, he actually goes out there and does something he loves and fucking takes the fucking grind.
Like, well, he does work during the college football season for ESPN.
No, he does, but I'm saying he could just do that full time.
Now, when I say work, I don't mean just physical work. I mean mental work, too, because I think that's where a lot of players lack, where guys may fall short physically and have to make up for it with football IQ. Guys like Eric Weddle over the years figured out how to be in the right place at the right time by doing his homework. I think that that's where pro football players fall short. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Lifting weights and practicing football is only going to get you so far. Got to outsmart these guys. That's why the Patriots have all these rings.
That's why Tom Brady's
win
elite.
With their head.
Still.
Tom Brady is one of the most clumsy, awkward human beings on the planet, and his hands are full of rings because of his head.
Because he knows ring. Not how to make a mistake. I mean, there's so many times he knows where he's going with the ball before he even hikes it. So I know Jared Goff and Sean McVay are getting to that point. And you know that's where Jared Goff, you can tell he's the type of worker where that's where this team's heading, right? And it's exciting. I love it, man. Jared Goff's he's that type of kid. You can see him. He wants to be like Tom Brady. He's going to be back in the Super Bowl. He's hungry. He isn't going to take this and just be a flop.
No, he has that, he has what it takes. My only concern with Jared, and I want him to succeed. I love the kid. He's fantastic. He's a little nervous out there. You could tell he's scared to get hit. You could see it. His hand was shaking when they were singing the national anthem, bro. I know he's young. I know it was a big stage, but dude, I saw that before the game, and I walked outside and everyone's like, what's wrong? I was like, I'll tell you after the game. Cause I didn't want to ruin it for everyone, but I saw it. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
And that's why it's important. Like Tom Brady, he's been there six times, seven or nine times, right? So he's won it six times, which is fucking ridiculous. And
yeah, but it's not just the repetition. You are who you are. You can evolve somewhat, but you kind of are who you are. Like look at Baker Mayfield, for instance. He's got that bravado. He's just one of those type of human beings that walks out and pops his collar. And that's just who he is. Jared's really mild-mannered type of guy. He's a different type of person.
Yeah.
I bet if Baker Mayfield went to the Super Bowl, he would run out of that tunnel and be like, who wants a piece of this? He wouldn't be nervous. I don't think he would.
I disagree. I think there's some big...
No, I don't. I don't at all.
I think he would have some nerves.
I'm sorry.
There's going to be nerves
on
the Super Bowl Sunday.
I wouldn't have nerves.
You say
you,
that.
You are who you,
you
are,
say
dude.
That.
You're either a nervous guy or not.
But it's a Super Bowl.
You
it's
can't.
A total different atmosphere. You know, it's like you got the person singing the
it's
national anthem
football
in front
game.
Of you, and it's just you. It's just you, though. It's you and the other team across the field. It's just you and that team. There's no other teams playing, and it's February, and it's difficult. The atmosphere is totally different. No matter if you got packed fans from one side or the other, the atmosphere, the feeling, just watching it is different than any other football game. That's why people who love football loved that this Super Bowl. They knew it was a good Super Bowl, even though it was low scoring.
Matt, I have a question for you. Is eating cupcakes in March different than eating cupcakes in February?
What the fuck?
You're talking about football being different than football, so is it different to eat your cupcakes in March rather than February?
Everything, okay. When it comes, whether it's the Super Bowl or it's backyard football, you need to, as a human being, get out of your own head and get out of your own way. You cannot let the magnitude of anything in life get the best of you.
So
if
you
can't handle
Kurt
the pressure,
was,
it's your own fault.
You don't think Kurt Warner was nervous at all?
I think everybody gets a little nervous in some situations. I have. I played a rock concert in front of 3,000 people, and I puked before I went on stage. Everybody gets nerves.
And that's all
but
I'm
you gotta,
saying.
Man,
they're going to be a little nervous. And yeah, Jared Goff was a little nervous. I mean, but he was going with the game plan. He stuck with the game plan. Even though he sucked in the pressure and he didn't perform and he wasn't going through his reads, he went with the game plan at least. And it kept him in the game. 10 points would have won that
game. Every game is a game, man. Every it doesn't matter if it's the first game of the season or the last game of the season. You go in, you have nerves. But as soon as the fucking whistle blows and the fucking game goes, you're in the fucking game. The nerves are gone.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he was...
The moment might have been too big for him, but the moment was too big partially because of play calling, partially because they couldn't fucking run the ball, partially because the fucking game plan looked like it was force-feeding fucking Brandon Cooks. I mean, there's a lot of things you could say, but playing football is playing football.
Year 5, year 6, year 7, he's not going to be that same way, though, right? He's going to – that's
we don't know that.
He's not. He's going to learn from this. He's going to get better from this. He's going to learn from his emotions. He's a smart guy.
Do you learn from your emotions? I mean, you still see a cupcake in front of you. You still eat it, don't you?
Pass.
Are we going quiet on this?
No, I need my
15 years later, you still eat that fucking cupcake, don't you?
I haven't bought a cupcake in a long fucking time, Brian.
It does. Yeah, you might not have bought one, but if it's in front of you, you're fucking eating that thing, aren't you?
Did any of you guys bother to watch any of the mic'd up of that game or any of that stuff?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you see the way Aaron Donald was preparing for that game? Did you watch him talking to himself like a mental patient?
Yes.
That's the kind of player I was. Walking back and forth, talking to myself like I had a straitjacket on. Those are the guys you want on your team. You don't want the guys with the handshaking and shit. Grow a pair. You've been playing football your whole life.
I mean, that's why he was defense.
Go out there and whip somebody's ass.
That's why he's a defensive lineman, and that's why you were a defensive player as well, and that's why I like playing
defense. I played quarterback 5 years before I played safety, dude, and I was really fucking good at it. I moved to defense because I was a psychopath, and the coach saw it. He's like, you need to be on the other side of the ball, dude.
That's what I'm saying. The psychopaths are the ones who are going to do that. If you wanted to go out and play quarterback, I wouldn't want my quarterback to be out there being a psychopath. Going out there trying to, going for hits and stuff. Because that's, I want my guy to be like Jared Goff. I want him to be calm, look calm and keel. Even if he does have nerves, even if his hand is shaking.
Dude, say because again. You did it in your Derek voice. Because.
What? Derek voice?
Yeah.
He says that like that?
In your Derek voice. Derek, can I lick your fucking cake pop and stick it in my butt with the anal bead?
Why is that my Derek voice?
Hey, buddy. Hey,
Derek,
did you see Tom Brady?
For the staff meeting.
Hey,
what's
do you
wrong
see
with
Tom
me
Brady
telling
calm
him
on
I'm
the
fucking
field?
Available, bitch?
Oh, my God.
So, when you go for a job interview, are you nervous during that job interview?
Oh, yeah, I'm nervous. I've been nervous. I went, like, when I went to the Angels, I went through two processes. The first one, I was nervous at the beginning, but I got, you know, by 2 minutes into it, I lost them and I was ready to go and rolling. And then the second interview,
once things start, you know, settling down, right. And it's not as crazy as you're building it up to be in your mind, you settle down.
Right.
That's how fucking football is. I mean, yeah, those fucking nerves are there initially, but once you fucking get in the game and you fucking crack that first hit, all those fucking nerves are out the fucking door.
That's what
I think, Matt.
Or at least they better be.
Tommy, if it isn't,
you're probably not playing the right sport, or you shouldn't be playing sports at all, for that matter.
No, I agree, Tommy's saying that Jared Goff had it, and it was before the game. I didn't see him being super nervous during the game. He didn't show that he was lost his nerves.
Well, obviously, Tommy pays attention to fucking detail, because I didn't notice Jared Goff's handshake and holding. Looking for that in particular, but if I would have noticed it, I probably would have had the same fucking feelings as Tommy did.
You said it was before the game started, though, right, Tommy?
Yeah, it was during the national anthem. I was watching. I like to watch the behavior of the players. I used to do the same thing with my teammates, and if I saw anybody nervous, I'd go talk to them. Because, listen, there's a lot of guys out there that get pushed into football by their dads that don't really want to be there. Those are the ones you got to watch out for. And there's even guys in the NFL right now that have no business being there. They're scared. You can smell it, dude.
Okay, are you saying that about Jared Goff, then?
I'm not sure yet. He's too young.
But the way everyone's talking about this and the way that I've agreed with everyone as well across the board is that, yeah, you're going to have those nerves during the national anthem. But yeah, like once that for like during the game, did you see any other extra footage like that during the game where he couldn't handle himself?
What I would have liked to see from Jared is him to challenge his coach to change the game during the game, because nothing was getting changed. When we went into halftime, I thought, okay, they're gonna make some halftime adjustments, right? And they did not, and nobody did anything about it. If you're a player, I'm sorry, I'm going up to my coach and be like, dude, what are we doing, man? This ain't working. I didn't see anyone do that. Not on offense, anyway. Challenge
your coach. Kyle Van Noy called them out and said that we didn't make any changes. They didn't throw any wrinkles at them that they weren't expecting. Nothing.
No, it was vanilla. Exactly. They knew everything.
Even yeah. Sean McVay, you could even say, I mean, look how wide-eyed he was. I mean, there is some nerves there.
Yeah, like, he was nervous. I mean, when he went to go say hi to Bill Belichick, I just felt like he was too gushing in a sense.
Guys, off topic, but look at the group text and the picture I just sent. Perfect Joe at it again. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, let's end the show on this topic.
No. I saw, what was it, Scott going after him earlier and tagging you on that.
Yeah, now he's going after Scott, calling him a fake fan, calling him a Saints fan.
He's trying to sell his business, you said, Brian?
He was trying to sell it on Facebook. I saw it in the Facebook groups.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I still have that screenshot that you sent us. Yeah, you sent a screenshot.
Why don't you send it to him and how much?
Is that even a fucking profitable business he has?
I don't remember where I have it.
Yeah, no,
maybe we can get it at a discount. Maybe we can get it at a discount right now. Reputation discount?
You guys down? I'm learning some business skills.
Honestly, these guys that are selling all those Rams, you know, merch, you know, as a side fucking job, like, you could fucking get that shit cheaper on NFL Shop, bro. I promise you. You fucking wait for the discount code, you'll get that shit cheaper than what those motherfuckers want to sell it for.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We take that shit over and find a better manufacturer.
I mean, that's their hustle. There's no disrespect to them, but, like, you know, I've asked for prices. I won't throw out names, and I'm just like, I'm just going to go on NFL Shop and get the legit shit.
But, Matt, I have one question for you. Are you going to fucking put the pod we already recorded last into this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, cut them together, dude. That'd be awesome.
Because we had a lot of good fucking content on the one.
Oh, yeah, I am.
People like to just hear people fucking talk shit.
You can't control what's outside your home, but you can control what comes in. Because Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19 virus, when used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces. So whether it's from dirty doorknobs, dirty shoes, or something else, outside germs won't stand a chance. When it counts, trust Clorox. Kill Pseudomonas, Salmonella, and Influenza virus type A2. Kill SARS-CoV-2 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Use as directed. You can't control what's outside your home, but you can control what comes in. Because Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19 virus, when used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces. So whether it's from dirty doorknobs, dirty shoes, or something else, outside germs won't stand a chance. When it counts, trust Clorox. Kill Pseudomonas, Salmonella, and Influenza virus type A2. Kill SARS-CoV-2 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Use as directed.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
I have PenFed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.